Congratulations Pine Tree is brought to you by A Free Palestine. All opinions expressed in this episode are those of Kate and Maysoon and do not represent those of any organization, agency, or institution.
Congratulations. You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, your long-lost friend, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Maysoon, we are here at the mid-beginning of December.
I'm going to call it mid-December already.
Okay, love that for you. And we are checking in. We're making an episode here. It's going to be one of the greatest episodes we've ever done.
We're making a list, and we're going to check it twice.
We're making a list. We're checking twice. We're thanking Jim Prosser and Anonymous, our sustaining donors, who honestly, miraculously continue to support the show.
We also Even though the show has like barely existed for the past number of months.
I also want to give a huge thank you to Emma Spertus for giving us a donation that is really, really going to get us thriving in the new year to come. So thank you to our sustaining donors and all of our donors. We just bow deeply in gratitude.
We're finally hoping to get a button maker in our 10th year.
It's happening. It's fucking happening. We've been talking about it since we started the show.
Thank you so
much. We have been barely hanging. I literally have COVID right now.
Oh my God.
True. I'm not even kidding.
I know you're not.
Yeah,
I've had COVID since we last recorded. I mean, we're just a
mess. I know you know. I just want to tell the listeners, then we're going to go ahead and just lean into it and take winter break and come on back in beautiful, fresh 2024 when hopefully every problem that's ever happened will be resolved and all of humanity will be living in peace and harmony.
Oh, God. That would be great.
So that's our plan. And let the listeners know that we're going to go ahead and award the Congratulations Pine Tree Thank You for Not Leaving Superstar Ooh. Award at the beginning of 2024, just Perfect. Like the Super Bowl.
Wait, is the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year? I don't understand that reference. I need
Isn't it? It's winter, isn't it? February?
I thought it was in the
fall.
And
the Oscars. Aren't the Oscars and the Super Bowl all in like later winter?
I have no idea.
Like post-holiday?
These are the things I just don't know about.
No, I don't know either. But anyhow, that's our plan. So here's a little episode to get you through the holidays so you can listen to it over and over again.
Yeah.
And all that being said, if you want to give us a call in that over that break time, go ahead and do that at 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. And you can, oh, no, you can't. We deleted our Twitter.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
We deleted our Twitter and we... But you can
and
email
we stand
us.
By
congratulations.
It.
Oh, yeah, we stand by. And you can email us congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Okay, Maysoon,
Wait,
pop
Kate,
off.
Are you sure you're recording?
I am indeed.
Okay,
yes.
I'm just double checking just because before we really
okay,
get into
and
it.
And are you?
I already
Another
checked. My numbers
absolute
are moving.
Bingo card spot is covered.
Oh, well, I just want to say if you're not thinking about what's happening in Gaza, you need to start thinking about what's happening in Gaza.
Who's not? If you're not thinking about it, shut off the show. Leave our presence. I don't want people. Okay, let's invite them in. No, Maysoon, I'm calling them in.
Okay, call people
in. I'm calling them in. Come in. Join us.
Here's the deal. I have a ton of resources for you. So if you just don't know where to go, if you don't know. Oh, okay, here's the other deal. There's lots of deals here.
Yeah.
The first deal is that don't let anyone tell you this is complicated. Right now, this shit is not complicated. Over 18,000 people have been killed. These are normal fucking people like you and me and your fucking cat. Okay?
Yep.
It's not complicated. Yep. That's what we're talking about right now. If you
Correct.
Want more information, just to like further educate yourself, as you should be doing, get in touch. Kate has resources. I've got resources. I'm ready to like get you in touch with people who like live in Gaza.
Literally.
Like, what do you need? Literally, what do you need?
Give us a call.
419-3 Let us help you answer them. Let us help you find the answer on your own. Whatever you need, we can help you with. But please do not ignore the situation.
Yeah. 419-351-6606 will walk you through it. People that already are you know, understanding that they want to stop genocide, the people that have made their mind up about genocide and that it's bad.
Love you guys.
They can go ahead and go to, there's a very simple website, ceasefiretoday.com, that will hook you up with phone banking stuff, contacting your representatives to get them to get on board for a ceasefire, petitions to sign. All things like that.
I will say I have been jumping on the Jewish Voice for Peace power hour or 30-minute phone call almost every day. They have it every day. I jump on quite a bit because it's a really good, it's just a good vibe on there, honestly. I'm not Jewish, I'm Palestinian. It doesn't matter. Everyone's on that call if they want to be. But they give
you an update.
It's
not a requirement.
No, of course not. It's open to everyone who wants to be there, which is what it should be. But they give you an update on what's happening on, like, all the numbers, all the things you need to know. They help you with, like, if you need a script, they've got the script ready. But they're literally calling. Like, the call today was over 600 people. All those people are literally calling their representatives, both in the House and in the Senate. And you can call every day, guys. Everyone can call every day. It's very easy. You get very used to doing it. I've got scripts. I change my script almost every time I call based on what's happening. I try to, like, put numbers in there, real life stories. I try to, like, really juice it up for people because I'm like, I don't 100%. Know. How does it work? But you can call every day. You can write letters. You can send emails every day. You can, you know, you can do these things. And what was interesting
And I really recommend Jewish Voice for Peace. You can go to their website, jewishvoiceforpeace.org. Oh, if you have people in your family, like, say, is in the Midwest, uninformed, you know, really are at, like, a beginner's 101 understanding of the situation, Jewish Voice for Peace has a lot of, like, instructional videos that are very simple that you can send to, say, your mom, your brother.
Have you seen those before? Have you looked at them? I have not.
I literally sent them to my mom and brother.
Oh, awesome. Your mom. I mean,
it's
my,
like,
mom.
It's, like, literally made, like, for children to understand.
That's great. That's what we need. I mean, people need to get in wherever they are. You know, it's like, how do we get them in wherever they are in the moment? Well, there's so many resources out there for all of those different stages that you're in. And we're here to get you in, get you on the right side, get you on the fight for liberty and justice. Like, let's get it. Uh-huh. Let's go get it.
I also want to put a note out to folks in Oakland and Berkeley and other parts of Alameda County. If your congressional representative is Barbara Lee, she's already signed on for a ceasefire. You can go ahead and still call her and, like, say, hey, good job with that. Like, maybe keep going.
Yeah,
stuff
because
like
you can
that.
Guarantee she's getting, like, threats for her position. So it's important to let her know that you, as a constituent, are, like, agree with her, that you support her, that, you know, you're just, it's important for these congresspeople to also get those messages also.
Yeah. It's a short but very star-studded list of members of Congress who have
it's 61.
Asked for a ceasefire. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But,
and,
you know,
we hope that keeps growing.
I think JVP will say, like, at the beginning of this, 2 months ago, which is two months too long ago, there were, like, 13 representatives on the list, and it's grown to 61.
Yes.
So we can all say, my call doesn't matter. My call doesn't matter. But this is an exact, you know, this is the direct action of calls changing people's minds because their fucking constituents are pissed off and keep calling. And of course, yes, it could be more and it should be more. And that's why we're still calling, because we're trying to, like, add more people to this fucking list. There's still only 4 senators who are on the fucking list. That's ridiculous.
Yep.
So,
and I do, you know, I don't want to try to put a silver lining on
an
awful, like, devastating situation, but I do feel like, you know, I don't know, Maysoon, you know, fuck, when we first started the podcast, we went out to a march to stop that, to block the boat.
Remember the ship, and it still doesn't come into Oakland.
2015 to stop this, you know, to do BDS on this Israeli, what do you call it, container ship, you know, doing
it's called the Zim,
commerce around
Z-I-M.
The world. Yep. And that was back in fucking 2015 when we were out doing that. And, you know, I just feel like the people, there's so many more people mobilizing and so much more, like, it just feels like the youth voice is really united on supporting Palestine and, you know, being really unequivocal Unequivocal. They're not equivocal.
Is a word.
They're really not mincing words about it. And go. I think, you know, in a very, like, painfully dark situation, mm-hmm. that is one small candle
and
of hope.
I do want to say, like, I think there's plenty of people out there who believe in Palestinian liberation and justice, but perhaps are afraid of the backlash.
100%.
And I think that fear is real, and it's something to be aware of. But I do also strongly feel that the more of us speak out, the stronger we are against the
Absolutely.
Backlash. And
safety
so I just
want
to encourage you to, like, safety numbers, exactly, strength in numbers also.
The more, yeah, and so that's a good, especially for, you know, people like me, where I'm like, most of the people I'm around, you know, at the very least, just don't have the fucking that would challenge me. Mm-hmm. You know, so I have a lot of privilege to be really mouthy about it. You know, and so yeah. I think anybody else who feels like maybe they're in a position like me where you can take a lot of leeway and go say things like, you know, do with that. And then you're making a bigger space for the next person.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I just want to encourage folks to try to be brave. Know that there are many people who will support you and be behind you. And actually, if you're like someone who's like afraid, like get your community together. Like go get in touch with the people who are pro-Palestine in your community.
Yes.
And like
yes.
band with them. Feel supported by them.
That's such good advice.
You know what I mean? Like don't
yes.
do it alone. You're not alone.
And it makes you feel like you're not powerless also. It's so easy to feel existential void when these things are going on, especially, oh my God, Maysoon, have you been getting in any fights on the internet?
No, but I'm explicitly not, or not explicitly, but I'm not really on the internet right now. I mean,
sure
I'm,
enough,
I'm
and
like,
that's why.
I'm like looking at everything and I'm more observing than posting right now. And that's sort of strategic for me personally.
Right on. Yeah. I just got into it with somebody who's, I don't know, a lot of these folks who I think are tacitly supporting the Israeli government in this, even though they might not think of what they're doing that way, mm-hmm. are mm-hmm. trying to be like, oh, why now? This has been going on forever. Like, why this genocide? There's other genocides going on. And I just want to reiterate that, like, this is our fucking genocide. This is our government. Yeah. Like, we give more money to the Israeli military than all our other military aid.
Yeah.
Like, okay, maybe not all of it combined.
Well,
but
no,
like the next, but like the next two or three countries combined.
Yeah.
Like, we give more money to Israel's military than any other military in the world.
I think that's accurate. $3.8 billion.
Yes.
That's a lot of fucking money.
No, it is. This is our fucking money. This is our tanks, our bombs, our shit. We're paying for this.
This is our money. Exactly. Tax dollars. Our tax dollars are going to this shit. And I missed there was
We are causing it.
Yeah. I heard someone say, and I apologize, I can't remember who, so I'm not going to credit them well, but they were like, you know, Israel is occupying Palestine and the United States. And I was like, yes, I loved that so much.
That's legit.
I just was like, yes. I mean, I feel that way, but I mean, it's also, it's such bullshit.
I just feel like it's another arm of us. Yeah. I feel like it's a U.S. arm.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyhow, so get on it. I know that probably a lot of the people who listen to the show are already.
I also want to say, I mean, there's so many things about this moment that I want to say, but I also, you know, lots of people are feeling, are getting shut down in their workplace and their schools and all over the place. And I just, you know, a lot of this stuff is illegal. So if you are getting threatened with any kind of like, you're getting fired or getting kicked out, like any of those things, like look for legal support because people are, people know, like the lawyers know what the rules are and it's most likely illegal to be, well, and it's also bullying, it's bullying and harassing. And so don't just take it. Please don't just take it. AROC is a really great resource, Arab Resource Organizing Center. They have legal aid for people who are getting harassed. They're currently asking people to submit reports of kind of hate crime or sort of backlash against them for speaking out for Palestine. So they're recording these things actively. And so if you have any experience like that or think you might, just go ahead and report it because this stuff can feel really subtle, but it's you know, it's still a hate crime in some ways. So
we'll put it on. We'll put a link to AROC and the JVP and all that stuff.
Yeah, AROC also
in the underworld.
AROC also has a really great on their website. They have a calendar of events, and if you are looking for ways to get plugged in, whether it's protesting or just learning, there's so many online events happening right now with incredible
teach-ins.
With incredible,
there's also in-person
speakers,
teach-ins where
Palestinian
lesbians
speakers.
Just yeah. start having an orgy at the end of it.
There's so many things going on that are super important, and so I just want to encourage people to plug in as much as they can. AROC's list is compiled from the community, so people who are starting or creating their own events are adding them to that list, and it's obviously moderated, but there's stuff going on basically every day.
Absolutely.
Also, I want to shout out to to many of our Bay Area artists who have signed on to letters of solidarity.
Yes, let's talk about that.
I want to you know, be like, we hear you. I'm super proud of everyone for putting. I just think it's important.
There's so many
letters across the country and globe actually from artists standing in solidarity with Palestine in this moment. So it's. The more of these like solidarity letters, statements, supervisors and boards putting out ceasefire statements, the more of these that happen, even though it seems like we don't really have power, it's pressure. And the pressure is what we need to up the pressure constantly.
Yep.
And that's what's ultimately going
to impact
change.
And it takes absolutely 2 seconds to sign on to something like that.
Yeah. So I just wanted to give a shout out. But yeah, we can talk about those. Should we read any of them? What do you want to say
about
them?
Well, there was this one that was...
I have two that I know of that are local.
That circulated around amongst Bay Area artists. Signing on with the PACBI, the Palestinian Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel.
Yeah.
That was a big one.
When I last looked at that, probably a week or two ago, they had over almost 700 signatures on that one.
Yes.
That's huge.
And it's still
from my perspective,
it's
like as an arts curator and arts, you know, someone who works in the arts, that's our community. Like, those are the artists we want to be working with and have worked with. And as arts, I think arts institutions need to be paying attention to this and need to be. And they're not only calling for arts institutions to like put out a ceasefire statement or whatever to be in solidarity with Palestine, but also to like follow up on their fucking actions. And they're also calling them out for putting out statements for Black Lives Matter and like not doing anything. These are all empty statements, and they're calling for institutions to do better. And I think it's fucking legit and awesome.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, I mean, it's pretty sad how cynically everyone kind of forgot about all these big DEI diversity, equity, and inclusion promises and, you know, all this magical thinking.
Should we read this one? Or should we just
Wanted to say the PACBI, it included the following actions. I just wanted to say, like, what it was everybody was agreeing to.
Oh, yeah, good. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Jimbo. Can you close that door? Okay, go ahead, Kate. Sorry.
Yeah, it's part of BDS, Boycott, Divestment, and Sanction. Boycott, Divest, Sanction, which has been going on forever. Like, BDS shouldn't be new to anyone.
Shouldn't be new.
It's making me mad. But it's okay. It's okay.
We got to meet where they are, Kate.
Another SodaStream. Just don't get another one.
Don't you fucking dare. So, I will personally come over and take it from you.
Yeah, with this Bay Area PACBI, the artist signing on to this, part of the actions that they were wanting to take are as follows. Boycott any cultural product commissioned by an official Israeli body. And I talked about this in the last episode with Elizabeth.
Oh, cool.
That back in 2019, I think, the Contemporary Jewish Museum worked with this outfit called Brand Israel, which was put together by the Israeli consulate, and they were protested by artists who felt that the show that they were putting on with Brand Israel, which was I think like kind of centered around the artist Claude Cahoon, who was like a trans artist, I think, at the beginning of the rise of Hitler in Germany. And it was a lot about like queer and trans art and like representation in art. And so they, the artists in San Francisco were like, this is fucking pink washing.
Absolutely.
You know, you're like talking 100%. About exactly Israel trying to be like, oh, we're love queer and trans people. We're like super progressive, you know, meanwhile they're like doing apartheid in their country. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, that would have been something that we all would have boycotted if we had been signed on to the PACBI in 2019, mm-hmm. right? So now if something like that would happen again, say, we would all be protesting together.
Yes.
Which would be great.
Yeah.
And some of the other things, boycott any cultural product funded by an official Israeli body, even if it's not commissioned. So even if just the funding is coming, mm-hmm. boycott any cultural event that is partially or fully sponsored or funded by an official Israeli body. Refrain from any participation in any form of academic and cultural cooperation, collaboration, or joint projects with Israeli institutions, including suspension of all forms of funding and subsidies to or from these institutions. Refrain from hosting or circulating any events or cultural products operating under auspices of normalization or which advance false symmetry between oppressed and oppressor.
Yes, that's great. That's
I feel like one. That. I feel like that. Yeah, it's just like imagining the things that could come out with our very extremely shitty institutions, mm-hmm. you know, and the kind of milquetoast way that they engage in politics.
Yeah.
Just thinking about that is making me.
I've had this happen many times within my work as an arts, as a arts producer or whatever. I don't know what I call myself anymore. As myself and my job. As a cultural icon, excuse me. Let me just flick my hair back.
Yeah.
I have to, like, you know, describe what's happening so that you can really get a strong visual.
Really good, because I was just watching, yeah. I've been watching some movies and I'm loving it. Okay, but go on.
Oh, no, no. I just, that one is so important. I mean, I know this is reflecting back towards any arts, like cultural and arts production, but it just really makes me think of like this, the concept of this is a war between Gaza and Israel. It's not a war. A war implies two kind of equal groups with like the same sort of military robustness potential, right? Like that's not what's going on. This is an oppressor, you know, oppressing basically, right? In the most extreme ways.
Yeah, it's not a war if you're, oh God, right? Everything
so I just,
about it.
I just
it.
Feel like people, language matters all the fucking time. Think about the words you're using all the fucking time. Question the words you're hearing all the fucking time. Seriously, if you don't know, you don't understand, you want to understand more why the word war is wrong, please get in touch. Honest to God, I will talk to anyone who wants, as long as, you know, well, yeah.
Well, we'll okay. Yeah. Let me be there also as to support you, Maysoon. Okay,
and then the last action.
Yeah, I really love this too, is support Palestinian academic and cultural institutions directly without requiring them to partner with Israeli counterparts as an explicit or implicit condition for such support.
Correct.
I mean, that's such a thing. It's like everything has to have these like talking out of two sides of your mouth kind of thing.
You can't talk about Palestine with also having the other side, the Israeli side present, right? That's what I've been hearing that constantly in this country in particular, you know, even with like, I don't know, just, I, yeah, sorry. Blah, blah, blah. I like that one. Those two last ones are very potent for me.
Yes. Oh gosh. Yeah. So I'm really glad. I think like, I hope people keep signing this. I'll put a link in the underworld for if more people want to sign on. Cool. I'm really heartened by all the people that did already. And there was also a vote, or they didn't vote on it yet, but there was like a hearing about the resolution with
Supervisor Dean Preston of District 5, which is kind of like Hayes Valley and parts of Fillmore. Put forth a ceasefire resolution at the Board of Supervisors meeting, San Francisco Board of Supervisors meeting last week, and, you know, basically calling for a ceasefire. There was a call for public comment. There were 2,500 people lining the halls of City Hall. I was there. Yes. It was amazing.
Mason waited for her.
I waited
how long? Six hours.
We were in line from 2 o'clock, and then we gave public comment at 8 o'clock. Excuse me.
6 fucking hours.
So we were in line for 6 hours. Public comment lasted for 7.5 hours. So many hours after we gave public comment. And it was an incredible, I mean, it was just an incredible space to be in. Like everyone from every background, from every movement was there to
support many young a ceasefire
people. For Palestine. So yes. many young people.
So many old people.
Lots of old people. There were babies. There were grandparents. There were people. I mean, it was literally just like a rainbow room of people. It was beautiful.
Yep.
Fucking amazing. This yep. is definitely where you want to be. Like this is yep. this is incredible the movement you want to be in, everybody. Like yep. if you talk about solidarity, if you talk about racial justice, if you talk about anything we're talking about, like you want to be in this movement, period. Like just don't yep. even like get it together. Literally get it together. This is where it is.
It's really true.
It's
God,
true.
I was crying.
I was it Some was of the such, young people, it was so I was moving to be there, you know. Out. It was amazing. Yep. It was amazing yep. to see people from all walks of life, from all different, like, just everyone. I mean, one of the last, I don't know if you watched, I watched till the, we got home at like 8:30. We watched the very end. One of the last groups of speakers was a three-generation family, a mother, her daughter, and her daughter's daughter. It was moving. They were, you know, they lived in the mission and they were beautiful and they were just crying. They were just crying because they were horrified. The mother Everybody was thinking was about crying. her small daughter who was maybe 5 or 6, just imagining losing her daughter. And then the grandmother was crying yep. about that too. It was just like, yep. I'm like, everybody, this is not about politics. This is literally about humanity. Nope. And this is what this family yep. is able to show us. It was so beautiful and like heart-wrenching and all of the things. And it was just like, it was raw and it was real and it was that the whole evening was just all of that.
We gotta go.
It was amazing.
We gotta go. We gotta go, Mason.
Where are we going?
We gotta fucking, I don't know, we man, but go. We gotta get out there.
I know. I was there. It was amazing. It was just fucking amazing. People were hugging strangers. I mean, it was a whole thing. It was a fucking whole thing and that's what this movement is and get with it.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
And so all that to say, the supervisors are supposed to be voting. We have everyone who was speaking that day last week were demanding that they vote for a ceasefire this week. So Tuesday is a Board of Supervisors meeting. I haven't heard if we're doing another like everyone show up again. Mm-hmm. But
Are they for sure voting, do you know, on are they Tuesday?
We don't know if they're for sure voting because the concern is that people want to take like their holiday break, you know? It's like, hi, right, there's thousands of people dying.
That's
like,
silly.
We don't have time for a holiday break. Like, yeah, let's do silliness. This now.
No, no.
So we don't know. What I will also share with our listeners is that from that meeting, what we kind of, it wasn't announced or anything, but just in my conversations with like some of the folks who were organizing, was that Supervisor Mandelman and Supervisor Haney. So Mandelman is the supervisor in the Castro and Supervisor Haney is the supervisor now in SOMA and he's the former police PR dude.
Yeah.
Those two people are the ones that are supposedly they're the ones that were the most like, oh, we don't know how they're going to vote. So they had a strategy of pulling people who were from those districts up to the front of the line to kind of get them to like speak to those supervisors specifically, which I thought was a smart strategy.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyhow, so we hope they're voting
like
tomorrow.
When the people pick on the supervisors for being on their phones, that gives me some twisted pleasure.
Oh my God, Kate, I don't know if you watched it till the end. Did you watch it till the end?
I think I watched a few after you went.
Okay.
And then I was like, I'm done now.
Yeah. There was someone who came in towards the end who was like, fuck you. It was amazing. They were basically like, fuck you. Ceasefire now.
Always got to be the fuck you
No, but
you
this
guy.
Person was like an amazing, like an amazing punk, basically. I loved
fuck
them.
Fuck yeah.
They were like.
There were so many amazing weirdos.
When
some
they
amazing
left,
earrings.
Yeah. There was just like, it was a lot and it was awesome. But when they started their 1 minute by saying fuck you to the supervisors. Mm-hmm. Then they went on and then they ended with a fuck you again and left. laughed. God, it was like, it was amazing. I was like, I love it so much.
Hell yeah. I love public comment.
Oh, I love public comment. I'm getting much better at it, apparently. Or like, I'm just, oh, I'm
you
learning.
Are fucking I'm learning king about of it. Dude, you were fucking amazing. And Maysoon, I think this is a good tip for people. Because Maysoon, you came with a written statement. You fucking timed yourself out.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you were ready to go. You worked hard on that. You were incredibly concise, like a poem. Maysoon, it was a poem.
That's really
sweet. It was a poem. It was so poignant with such an economy of language.
Awesome.
But the real key was you had Jimbo, your partner slash our music consultant, Jimbo Trout, with you. And so once you, like, it got to the end of your minute and you had a little bit of your statement still to go, you could pass it off to Jimbo and Jimbo could finish it up.
We got to be tag teaming. We planned it.
This,
there's so many people in the room. That's how community works. Like, just get someone else. If you know, because I timed it. I was like, okay, I'm a minute 30 seconds. Fuck, what do I do? And I was like, Jimbo, let's do this. Because he wasn't necessarily, I think he was thinking of doing a statement, but he didn't have it all written out. He was just going to throw some things out there, which is awesome too.
He's an improviser.
I personally need to, like, know what I'm saying. Otherwise, I want to make sure I say what I want to say also. Like, I get nervous, you know? So what I wrote was actually 3 minutes long, and I have the sheet of paper. I'm like cutting paragraphs out. Yeah, but you were fucking, you know,
in there like the fucking micro machines guy.
It's funny. Hell yeah. I've gotten a lot of feedback from you posting it on Instagram. Not feedback. Not like a lot of love is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no,
say.
People were very like, fuck yeah, Maysoon. Yeah, so yeah, a lot of things for people to do out there.
I also want to say really quick, can I say something really quick? Sorry. I just want to say for people, like, if you know someone who's Palestinian, it is absolutely appropriate and great for you to check in with them. In case you didn't know, 2 months in, like, it's never too late. Go ahead and check in.
Okay, but Maysoon, how do you do that in a way that's not, like, disgusting?
I don't know. I mean, people are just saying, hey. I mean, I've had people just say, hey, I'm thinking about you. Hope you're doing okay. Uh-huh. Let me know if I can, whatever. I just feel like just a little bit of, like...
And it never rubbed you the wrong way from anybody?
No. Not yet.
Uh-huh.
I just feel like if... It's hard for us. it's hard.
Yeah.
Because most people 100%. Are, like, doing their regular stuff, you know? Like, they're just... They have their next art show or they're doing an event. And I have to do that, too, in my own work. And it's fucking hard. It's really, really hard.
Yep.
So just to know that people know, it's like, it's helpful. It's helpful. Like, okay, great. Some people know and they care and they're paying attention. And yes, they have to get on with their life, but they also have this happening in the background and they understand and they're showing up when they can. Like, that is important for me to know, actually.
Yeah, I thought that was a sharp thing that the supervisor Preston said and that Jimbo kind of said. You know, Palestinian Americans being completely ignored.
We're
silenced
constantly.
Feeling completely unheard. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
it's true.
And for as long as this all has been going on. So, yeah, I think that. But okay, but wait. Back on the checking in, though. Okay. Okay. Can we role play that?
Okay, sure. Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm not just saying this so that all of our listeners check in with me, FYI. I really am not.
Oh, God, no. Listeners do not.
I'm just saying in general, like, when these things are happening to people, check in with those people because it's fucking hard. We're like, we are
okay,
depressed.
But Maysoon, like, what if you're not that close?
No, okay, you
what
don't
if
have
it's just
to.
Like your weird coworker checking in with you? Okay, pretend that. Okay, ready?
I ring, think ring. Hello.
Hey. Oh, hey. Hey, Maysoon, this is Lorraine from, you know, I work like way down at the other end of the hallway from you. You may not remember me, but I've seen you a couple times.
Oh, hey, Lorraine. How's it going? What's up?
Hey. Yeah, well, I heard... Oh, my God.
This is really... I heard that you were Palestinian, and I was...
Yeah, I heard, like, they're trying to kill everybody like you.
Oh, no. Don't do that. No.
Don't say that.
Oh, no. That's not
okay,
it.
Wait. Okay.
God.
Okay, Maysoon. I think you got to lead with cash.
Listen to me. Only check in if you mean it, okay? And if you mean it will come across. That's all I can say.
Okay. But don't you think they should kind of lead with, like, a gift or a food.
No, I don't need I personally don't need that, and I don't want to feel like a charity case. Like, I actually would be like, why don't you just donate to people who, like, to folks in Gaza, to organizations that are helping people in Gaza. Like, that, like, don't give me. I don't know. Personally, me, no, I don't want that.
Okay. You don't want gifts and food?
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Please. I really don't. I'm not going to get mad if you give me a gift or food, but I don't want a gift and food. I want fucking freedom for Palestine. That's what I literally fucking want. Okay. If you can't give it to me, it's okay. I mean, but let's try. Let's work on it.
Look, I'm just saying, on their way to the march, they can pick up something at, like, Arizmendi, your house. And
give it to everyone. Give it to everyone. Okay. You know what I mean?
But especially to you, and then therefore me.
Okay, that's where this is leading. I was at a protest, and I had to leave early for, you know, something. And it was raining, and I had an umbrella, and I was one block away from where I needed to be. And I literally handed my umbrella over to a woman and her family, because I wanted them to stay. I was like, stay in the protest. I have to go, but I will give you an umbrella so that you can stay in the protest. And we gave each other a hug, and I went away, and she kept walking.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It was amazing. We just got to do what we can do.
I have to say, I really do go into, like, a kind of, like, I know this is naive, but there is, like, a naive kind of idealist part of me that when I'm at a march or a rally or a whatever, something, a fucking art build or a fucking whatever, that there is a part of me that does truly believe that we can do it.
I think that's an important feeling. You have to.
Like, you have to have some small, tiny part of you that you keep in that mindset.
Okay, and then the other point is, like, is it worth fighting for?
100%.
And if it is, then you fight for it. You know what I mean?
And what, like, do you lose? You don't lose anything by just trying.
Yeah, like, I just feel like it's hard. These things are really hard. We're fighting against, like, imperialism, capitalism, all the fucking shit of the world. And it's like, it feels absolutely impossible. And I will say that every day it feels impossible. I have lots of feelings of hopelessness, but I'm not going to stop because I believe too strongly in it. I'm just not going to give up my own fucking values and morals because of our bullshit governments, you know? I'm just not going to do it. I can't. I literally can't. I have considered it. I just can't.
And I'm like, if you're in the arts at all, if you're related to the arts, if you appreciate the arts, like, the whole fucking bread and butter of art is having the ability to, like, imagine and conjure up the impossible and things that never existed before.
Let's do that. Yes, let's fucking do that.
So you gotta fucking suck it up. Get out there and give them hell.
That's right.
Okay, I don't know. I'm really go like high school football coach.
Oh no! Oh,
what an really absurd world we live in. Can I go just one level, one foot into the metaphysical for a moment?
Oh yeah, please, love it. Do it.
I do feel often that when people are kind of like that, people do have some kind of existential breakdown where they just think they can't do anything. Nothing's ever going to change. Mm-hmm. What's the point? What's the sense? What's the meaning? And I want to go ahead and let those people know that there is a woman in Boise, Idaho, who is an ex-Mormon secular spirituality coach. And she will guide you through a psilocybin mushroom trip to get you to reconnect with your kind of inherent spiritual nature. I'm just all about all the folks that were like really like all the way in on a religion at one point, and then they kind of were like, whoa, 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 there's something wrong with this. I can't do this. So anyhow, she had to leave the Mormon church, which was like a total explosion of her identity. And then she like went on into the, like kind of a spiritual spiral and ended up in an existential void and had to claw her way into some type of like sense of meaning in her life. And now she's like a funny little weird mom in Boise who will fucking tell you how to take mushrooms and shit. I don't know. I just think people need to do whatever they have to do to be able to get in touch with like any spark of possibility anymore. Like, I know we all feel trapped.
I was also just going to say, like, and this is like maybe advice that I had to give to myself, honestly, in this moment, uh-huh. was that it's okay to take a break.
100%.
Like for me, I feel like any day that I'm not doing something, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I'm very harsh on myself. And I was like, you know what? You're just going to have to take a break.
No, that's not going to
help. You're either like crying and freaking out or like, which is not good or not. And also not sleeping.
Yeah.
So I have like, on Saturday I had the car and I like went to the East Bay and I totally just did nothing to do with Palestine. And it was amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, it did have my button on and I got a few like, you know, acknowledgments from folks, which is cute. But yeah, I think that
one of the most important kinds of compassion may soon self-compassion.
You're so right. You're very right about that. It's hard. It's a hard one. That's a hard one.
It is. Don't you think? Oh, God, yeah. That's the whole fucking thing I'm doing with my damn therapist 99,000 times a week. Oh, gosh. Well, I feel like we pretty much covered everything.
I think you did it.
Is there any final things we need to really tell the people? Go to all the shows, do everything, keep making your artwork.
I did want to say, I keep thinking, like, should I make a list of, like, Palestinian-run organizations in the Bay Area? And I'm like, no, I don't want them to get attacked. Like, that's literally where my brain goes, which is likely to get happen. Like, which happens, right? So I'm just like, just go, figure it out, people, and go support.
Dreams did have a window broken, but I think they've also had a ton of like support and community rallying around. And I gotta say, the Jerusalem Cafe over here also is like a Palestinian coffee shop on Telegraph over here in Oakland. They're really cool. Support them.
There's a lot of Palestinian chefs who have spaces. There's a lot of stores and shops and in the Bay Area in general, and tons of artists. And this is a good time to think about supporting those folks, definitely.
Absolutely.
Local, if not, you know, of course, you know, international, if you can get there.
Maysoon, I just one last thing, since we're being so honest and vulnerable with each other.
Yes, Kate. Oh, yes, we are.
I just wanted to say again that I just was a little hurt that earlier when we were talking about teach-ins and I said that some of the teach-ins have lesbian orgies at the end and you didn't laugh or titter.
That's because you're obsessed with this story. I've heard it so many times and I laughed and twittered or tittered, whatever you said, so many times before. And I'm sorry that you feel that way. But yes, get to the lesbian orgies if that's what's right for you.
Thank you, Mason.
Is that what you needed me to say?
I just needed attention.
Okay, Kate. Aw, Kate really has COVID. Good. She needs a little extra care right now. No problem.
I do. I do. Okay, so we'll be back when the new year starts. Keep sending in your nominations for the Congratulations Pine Tree Thank You for Not Leaving Superstar Award for somebody who has not left the Bay Area. I gotta say, we have had a lot of people come back, and I think there might be even more people coming back in 2024 from away from the Bay Area. Amazing. Can't wait to bring them back into the fold.
Yeah.
And I just love everyone. I want to wish everyone a very happy winter solstice, which is coming up soon. I hope that all your freaky rituals and stuff go really well and you don't do the wrong colored candle or anything for your solstice conjuring and
speaking
witchcraft.
Of all these things, I really want to encourage everyone to get out to Scarlet Stage's new location out over there on Fillmore in the Marina.
Oh, wow.
Because I happened upon them and they're not doing great in that location. Surprise, surprise, they were the best of the mission. But get out there, get your candles, get your oils, get
your steamy nicks.
There's a moon calendar for next year. They have those. There's so many things. So just get on out there, support our favorite witchy store.
Besides Ancient Ways over here in Oakland.
Oh, yeah. Okay. San Francisco Witchy Store, specifically.
Yes. Thank you. I totally agree with that. I want to wish everybody a happy new year and keep doing all your stuff. And I'm going to be swabbing my nostrils from the bridge.
To the other bridge in a free Palestine.
Yes. To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.
Oh, my God. I totally
perfect.
It's been so
perfect.
Long.
Nailed it. You nailed it. Great.